From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. North Korea's foreign ministry is calling the latest United Nations action and sanction an act of war and tantamount to complete economic blockade. The UN Security Council unanimously agreed to impose another round of sanctions on North Korea, targeting sectors that fuel its weapons programs. These latest sanctions follow the November launch of a new intercontinental ballistic missile, which North Korea contends could deliver nuclear warheads to the United States. Ukraine's president thanked the United States for its decision to provide weapons to the country, while diplomats in Russia warned the move is provocative and would only cause more bloodshed. The angry response from Moscow followed the U.S. announcement that it will provide the weapons in an effort to help the country with its fight against Russian-backed separatists in the eastern part of Ukraine. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis.
Defensive weapons are not provocative unless you're an aggressor. And clearly, Ukraine is not an aggressor since it's their own territory where the fighting is happening.
And critics of the move say selling lethal arms to Ukraine threatens to escalate tensions between the United States and Russia, which annexed Crimea from Ukraine in 2014. Venezuela has begun releasing some political prisoners. In a rare goodwill gesture to the opposition, President Nicolas Maduro's government decided to release at least 80 people. They were detained after participating in anti-government demonstrations. Rights groups actually say that the government is now holding as many as 268 political prisoners. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States and other Western countries swiftly condemned a move in Kosovo to scrap a war crimes court, warning that if successful, it would hamper efforts for Euro-Atlantic integration. The United States has been a key ally and financial backer of Kosovo since it broke away from Serbia, then declared independence in 2008. Lawmakers from the governing coalition, who hold a majority, are pressing for a vote to abolish the court. FBI Director, Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, the focus of criticism over the past year from President Donald Trump and Republicans in Congress, plans to retire in 2018, according to the Washington Post. 49-year-old McCabe is the number two official in the FBI and had been acting director after Mr. Trump fired the former director James Comey in May. According to the Post, McCabe plans to retire once he becomes eligible for a full pension in March. Shortly after the newspaper report was published, Mr. Trump retweeted his earlier contention that McCabe's wife, who ran unsuccessfully for the Virginia Senate in 2015, had been given nearly $700,000 by allies of Hillary Clinton at a time when Andrew McCabe was involved in the investigation into Clinton's use of a private email server as Secretary of State. Two recent incidents have bolstered the Trump administration's stance against the United States family-based immigration system, which the president says threatens national security. On Friday, a gunman who was an immigrant from Egypt fired at police before they shot and killed him. In a separate incident, a Pakistani woman who entered the U.S. through the family-based immigration system had been accused of laundering bitcoins and wiring money to Islamic State jihadists. White Zimbabwean farmer Robert Smart and his two sons have returned to their farm 6 months after they were forced out by police during ex-President Robert Mugabe's resign.
Their return marks the first sign that new President Emmerson Mnangagwa is keeping his vow to stop illegal land seizures and restore property rights. He'd heard of Smart's plight while still vice president and took up the case. Mnangagwa became president last month after a de facto coup ended 93-year-old Robert Mugabe's rule. Zimbabwe's economy had collapsed in the latter half of Mugabe's 37 years in power, particularly after the seizure of thousands of white-owned commercial farms. Land ownership is one of Zimbabwe's most sensitive political topics. The new government's now ordered illegal occupiers to vacate lands immediately, which could be a ray of hope for some white farmers hoping to return to their land.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting, and I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.